has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the only one, or is there others?
Well, it's hard for me to tell anymore. I think I'm the only one sometimes in Malka's own. But it did say waiting for the moderator to arrive, so I think I am.
Okay. Well.
Malka
has joined.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I'm going to mute.
Bernice. Good morning.
We will be starting momentarily. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabri hu ishkite bit kilu urchimu ut kilu ut kilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yud he bavate. Le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu elena ma'asei yadenu penenei elena ma'asei yadenu penenehu. Today we will be studying the third Aliyah, which consists of verses from chapter 45 of Genesis, starting with verse 8 and completing with verse 27. This is a total of 20 verses. I believe this is the first time we've had an Aliyah of 20 verses. The number 20 is the gematria of the letter Kaf, which means the palm of your hand. So it's a connection to a form of manifestation. It's also 10 sephirot of direct light and 10 sephirot of returning light. The shekel, the biblical shekel, is composed of 20 gerar, which represents, again, the 10 sephirot of direct light
has joined.
And 10 returning light. Verse 8. We atalo atem. Shalachtem oti heina ki Elohim vaisimeni le'av leparo uladon lekol beito shel bekol eretz mitzrayim ma'ahru Va'alu elaviva amartem elav ko amar bincha Yosef samani Elohim le'adon le'kol Mitzrayim reda elai alta amod. Shavta ve'eretz Goshen v'chayita karov elai ata uvanecha uvne vanecha v'tzoncha uvkarcha v'kol asher lach v'kilkalti otcha sham tivarish. Ata uvechal kol asher lach. Behine enechem root. En wein ye achi binyamin kifi hamdaber alechem. Behigatem leavi et kol kivodi. Bemitzrayim viet kol asher reitem. Umichartem vehoratem. Et avihena. Vayipol al tzavre. Binyamin achiv vayevcha vayevch uvinyamin vaka al tzavara vaynash shek lekol echav vayevcha alehem v'yachare. Ken diberu echal vito, v'hakol nishma beit paro, lemor ba'u ache Yosef, v'ita b'eme paro uv'eme avadav. V'yomer paro el Yosef, Emor el achecha, zot asu, ta'anu et be'irchem, ukuvo artza kena'an, uchu et avichem, v'et batechem, uvo elai v'et Na lachem et tuv aeretz mitzrayim biglu et helev aretz. V'yata uvita tuvita zot asu kechulachem. Meretz Mitzrayim agalot letabchem v'lin sheichem unsatem et avichem uvatem v'enchaem al tachos al kelechem kitu kol eretz Mitzrayim lachem hu. Vayasu kein b'nei Yisrael vayiten lachem Yosef agalo al pi paro vayiten lachem yeda l'darech l'kulam Natan la'ish halipot v'malot ulbinyamin natan shelosh me'ot kesef v'chamesh halifot. V'malot ulaviv shalach kezot asara hamorim nosim mitu mitzrayim v'yeser ahonot nosot bar walechem umazon le'aviv ladarech. Vayashalach erechav. Vayelechu vayomer aleichem el tirkaz Mishkanan El Yaakov Avihem. Vayagidu lo lemor od Yosef. Chai wiki hu mishel b'kal eretz mitzrayim. Vayafag libo ki lo he'emin lachem. Vaydabru elav et kol divrei Yosef asher diber aleichem. Vayar et ha'agalot asher shalach Yosef laset o tovat hi ruach Yaakov avichem. That's the completion of the third aliyah in the Hebrew. Let's begin our study of the translation. Starting with verse 8. And now you did not send me here, but Elohim, and he made me a father to Pharaoh, a lord over all his household, and a ruler over the entire land of Egypt. What is the meaning of being a father to Pharaoh that Joseph is explaining to his brothers? He's second in command. He's considered a king. Every word he says is going to be followed by the Egyptians. But how is it that he is the father to Pharaoh? Hasten and go up to my father and say to him, so said your son Joseph, Elohim has made me a lord over all the Egyptians. Come down to me, do not tarry. And you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children and your grandchildren, and your flocks and your cattle and all that is yours. And I will sustain you there, for there are still 5 years of famine, lest you become impoverished, you and your household, and all that is yours. And behold, your eyes see, as well as the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth speaking to you. And you shall tell my father of all of my honor in Egypt, and all that you have seen, and you shall hasten and bring my father down here. And he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. And the Midrashim explains why they both were weeping for different reasons. And he kissed all his brothers, and he wept over them, and afterwards his brothers spoke with him. And the voice was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brothers have come, and it
has joined,
and his servants. First off, how could Pharaoh have heard? Secondly, why did it please them? Did they have Ruach HaKodesh to be able to know they were going to enslave them? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, tell your brothers, do this, load up your beast, and go and enter the land of Canaan. And take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Why is it necessary for the Torah to record that Pharaoh is inviting Jacob, not just Joseph? Did he need to confirm the statement? Did he need to confirm the invitation? Joseph is the father of Pharaoh, as we read in the Torah. These are confusing concepts. Verse 19, and you, Joseph, have been commanded to tell them, do this. Take yourselves wagons from the land of Egypt for your young children and for your wives, and you shall carry your father and come. And let your eye not be concerned about your utensils, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. Does this verse, this last verse, number 20, actually make any sense? Let your eye not be concerned about your utensils, because you're going to be living in Goshen, the land, the best land of Egypt. Of course, we're not clear on what is the if it's an accurate translation to say utensils. So maybe it would make more sense with a different translation. Does anyone have any questions? We will continue our study of the Perek Shirah. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times landing page. That can be found underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. Once you found it, scroll to the bottom and you will see a link to something called Perek Shirah, which we have been studying since Sunday. I believe we're on paragraph in chapter 1, paragraph 2, but it's actually paragraph 4 from the earlier, from the introduction as well. Eret omeret la Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo haret umloa pevel veyoshve ba. This is from Tehillim 24. We omer mikna haaretz mirot shamanu tevila tzadik. And this is from the prophecies of Isaiah, chapter 24. The earth is saying, the earth and everything in it are Hashem's. The inhabited area and all that dwell within it. And it is saying, from the wings of the land we have heard song, glory to the righteous. Why does the earth need two verses to explain it, to describe the glory of Hashem? One of the reasons is the physical world, which we refer to as Eretz, as the land. The physical world is a world of separation. So we need to hint at that the world is always separated, that people are separated from each other, that we perceive the world as a world of separation. And these two verses are indicating that idea. It's saying, the first verse that comes from Psalms, it says, everything belongs to Hashem. And the second verse that's coming from Isaiah is it's referring to the righteous. And what is the righteous? It's those people who do right, who do the correct actions. They are a part of the whole, but they are not the whole. If you look at the word Eretz, it's spelled Aleph Resh Sadi Sofit, final Sadi. The letter Tzadi we know connects to Tzadikim, Tzadik. The letter Resh can either mean the head, as in Rosh, or it can also mean those in lack, or something that is lacking. And the Aleph is the unity. So it's the word Eretz is teaching us that the unity of the righteous comes from the head, or the righteous are the head. They are the leaders. Or they should be the leaders. But it can also mean that the unity of the lack comes from the righteous, or that the righteous are fulfilling the lack. There are different ways of understanding what the meaning of the letters that spell Eretz contribute to the land. Remember, the Hebrew word that is the name of something is telling you about its inner essence. And we need to look closely at what does the land tell us. Now, normally, we always add a qualifier to Eretz. But in the usage of within the Hebrew language, when it says Ha-Eretz, translation, the land, when that is used without any other qualifiers or modifiers, doesn't say where is the land, it is always referring to the land of Israel. And remember that we are told in the Talmud and in the Zohar that Hashem and Torah and the land of Israel, Ha'eretz, are all unified. They're all one. This is one of the reasons there is so much emphasis throughout the generations to return to the land of Israel. Because when you're living in exile, you are not connected at the level of unification with Hashem. And this is something that we need to recognize and work very hard to connect to that. It doesn't mean we have to move to the land of Israel physically. Although, as the joke says, when the Pope came to the Prime Minister of Israel and asked if he could use the phone, well, just like the Prime Minister had asked the Pope if he could use his phone, and the Pope charged him an exorbitant fee for the phone call to heaven, when the Pope needed to use the phone in Israel, the Pope asked how much it would be, and the Prime Minister said, only a dime. It's a local call. And if you are energy sensitive and you've lived in the land of Israel or you've visited the land of Israel, you very much are aware of the difference in the intensity of the energy, the metaphysical energy. Does anybody have any questions? Classes today at 11 o'clock West Coast time, we will be continuing our study of Sefer Yehoshua. And in the 4:30 class, we have a deep Zohar. And we're scheduled for a 7 o'clock Tikkuni Zohar class, the first time in a long time. I wish you all a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol to all. Shalom.
Shalom. Have a good day. Shalom. Thank you, Shalom. Thank you, Anouk.
Thank you.